together. So I got a Call of Duty 5 World at War picture and just an Xbox 360. First, go into your tools, select path tool. Take the image you want to cut. You can zoom in to make sure that you don't cut the image by accident. Now just click, follow the path of the image. Now my image is not really good because this fuses with the colors, so just try to make it look like the form or pick a different picture because this is not really a good example, but I can make it work. At the end, make sure these two go over each other so you get something like this. Now you can try to make it more on the lines, or mine here doesn't have any lines, but it's not a good picture for this. But it looks something like that. Go into your tools, go to your path. Stroke path. You can make a little black line around it if you want. Find it makes a little designish stroke. Select from path. And everything should be like little lines. Now you can copy. Go to another image. It's gonna be too big, but there you go. So then you go to your tools. Now I've got this one going, I can just delete it. For this, it's gonna be a little harder because there's a background to it. So you do the same progress. Go back, select path. You see, I screwed it up. This usually wouldn't happen. So you just copy that one onto a blank paper, blank new page. I'm pretty sure if we go copy, yeah, as you can see, I screwed up, but if you do this all right, your guy should be there. Just erase the things. Yeah, okay. If it doesn't let you erase, and it just erases this, it's because the lines are still there. Select none, and the lines would go away, and you can erase. And you don't have, you can go in here, layer, let's just say this guy, I want him bigger. So you open up GIMP. First of all, I have to undo. Alright, now that I have my guy back on a separate paper, I can take this off. You can move him around. Now, erase everything. I'm sorry I'm making this complicated, but my image screwed up on me. Alright. Let's just say that, and then layer, scale layer, make it a bit bigger. And then you see that's what I erased. Can go in the magic tool, select that, click delete on your keyboard, should go away, select none, and that makes it so your image is on top of the image that is under. So now you can move this guy, put him there, and yeah, you can also just, if there's any spots that you missed, you move them somewhere where you can see it, not in the white, because see, I missed a couple spots there. Just click delete on them. If ever they don't delete, then you just take the eraser. Make sure it's on none. Make sure there's nothing flashing. And erase anything you missed. Anything like that. And then you can just go views, go merge down, image, scale, and then let's scale it a bit more. Oh. There you go, going GIMP. You can just crop it so that doesn't look like he's cut off or anything. Just looks like he's supposed to be that low. It'd be better if you had an image that doesn't cut off any part of the body. And then you can just copy this onto your banner, or just if you're making a picture. Yeah, so that's how you make you cut out and put them on a different image without having to do anything super complicated. And if you want, you take the magic tool. It's gonna take out, if you click on the white, it's gonna take out everything that's white. Click delete on the keyboard. You can go with the eraser and make all the details back in your GIMP, new background. Now that's a dark color, but you can go ahead and write anything you want. Yeah, you can just do whatever you want behind it, background if you want. You can put like camo stuff if it's war, whatever game you like, or whatever, if it's your family, you can put a nice picture you had of like outside, make it look like if you're outside, or yeah, have fun with that, guys.